USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow closed down 618 points as trade tensions between the United States and China continue. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been. And of course, the markets are very nervous. This is a very serious issue. Trade with China, tariffs, quotas, all of that stuff is very serious.
A former Michigan state trooper is sentenced to spend the next 5 to 15 years behind bars for the death of a 15-year-old in Detroit back in 2017. Mark Besner was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month for using his taser on Damon Grimes as a teenager tried to flee police on an ATV. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Police honor the Savannah, Georgia officer who was killed in the line of duty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
In Savannah, Georgia, a cop shot Saturday night responding to a robbery has died. Authorities say the suspect opened fire on two officers and Sergeant Kelvin Ansari died at a hospital. The other officer treated and released. The suspect was eventually shot and killed by another nearby officer.
The White House announced President Trump's intention to nominate acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to take the role on full time. Shanahan sits down with Fox News and talks about what it's like to work for President Trump.
He's a CEO. I've worked for CEOs. He's focused on outcomes and results. Will we always agree on everything? No. Are we focused? Do we have the same interests and the same focus? Yes. My job is to get the results we need to make this country successful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Generic drugs are supposed to work just as well as their name brand counterpart. Once the patent lifts, generic drug companies try to find alternative ways to manufacture the drugs that work the same but at a cheaper cost to the consumer. But is your health in danger if you take a generic drug? Catherine Eban is author of a new book titled Bottle of Lies, where she explores people that take generic medication.
As I began reporting, I was looking at sort of regulation under an honor system by the FDA. But the more that I reported, that led me to look at what was happening in the distant manufacturing plants that are making our generic drugs.
As far as finding out where your generic drug was manufactured, Eban says,
they wouldn't have any way to tell because the country of origin is not on the dispensing label, which it probably should be. So what people probably don't know, 90% of our drug supply is generic. 40% of those drugs are manufactured in India. Another 80% of the active ingredient in all our drugs is manufactured in India and China and other foreign countries. So the key question is, are those distant manufacturing plants being effectively regulated by the FDA?
And finally, it was back on this date in 1973 when tennis's first so-called Battle of the Sexes takes place between Bobby Riggs and Margaret Court. Now Riggs defeats Court 6-2, 6-1 in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.